This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says he has called off secret talks that were supposed to be held Sunday at Camp David in the U.S. state of Maryland with Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani and major Taliban leaders. Mr. Trump explained in a series of Saturday evening tweets he immediately canceled plans and called off peace negotiations following a car bomb blast in Kabul. They killed 12 people, including an American soldier. Negotiations to reach a peace agreement have been underway for months between U.S. diplomats and the Taliban. A long-awaited prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine has taken place. The exchange raises hopes of renewed efforts to end the five-year war in Ukraine's east between Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatists that has killed an estimated 13,000 people. Charles Means has more from Moscow on who exactly was released.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky joined families of the freed Ukrainians on the tarmac in Kiev in a tear-filled celebration. The loudest cheers were saved for Ukrainian filmmaker Oleg Sentsov, who served 5 years of a 20-year sentence stemming from his opposition to Russia's annexation of Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. I hope the other captors will be freed soon as well, said Sentsov, speaking to reporters. But even with the last prisoner freed, our fight is not over. On the Russian side, joy over the release of Kirill Vyshinsky, a journalist who was jailed while reporting for the RIA Novosti news service from Kiev. Journalists should never be jailed, he said in an interview on the Russia 24 channel. Charles Maines for VOA News, Moscow.
Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari will visit South Africa next month to reinforce the bonds between the two countries after a wave of deadly riots and xenophobic attacks, according to the South African